you for tuning in. I want to jump right into the Word today. I want you to get your Bible and a notepad, and I want us to talk about some scriptures. You know, there's a lot going on right now, and I've had many people ask me to weigh in on the matter, and I've actually really been hesitant to do that. I want to weigh and measure my response. I want to make sure whatever I have to say regarding something is in line with the Word of God and the Spirit of God. There's a lot of people doing a lot of things right now in the name of Christ. But if it's just because it's in the name of Christ, doesn't necessarily mean it's by the Spirit or nature of Christ. This is where our discernment comes in. You know, we talked about discernment in a few videos back, and this is an area that we can use discernment. It's so easy to get caught up in a flashbang of emotion and just seem so right and so justified in your response to things that are going on or things that have happened to you in your life. But once we take on that name of Christ, once we begin to walk that way, you realize that we're to lose our lives, right? You realize that's what the scripture tells us. Let me jump over there to that, and that's Matthew 10:39. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. So immediately, we're to lose our identity and take on his identity. I know that this isn't popular, but it's the Word. And we have to be the doer of the Word, right? That's in James, and that's kind of where I'm going to be here in the next minute or two is talking. It's in that first chapter of James about being a doer of the Word. I take this very seriously. I take my life of serving the Lord. That's the number one priority in my life. Actually, it should be for all of us. And then I want to make sure whatever I put forward is representative truthfully of him and of his nature and of his word, that the two agree together. So this is a scripture that has really been in my heart lately. And it's James 1:20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. I see so much anger. I see so much hate. I see so much upset. I see so much victimization. I see all of these things, injustices being put out there. But we have to, as Christians, remember what it tells us in Ephesians, that we don't walk according to the course of this world, right? But we are supposed to walk according to the nature and the Spirit of Christ. That's part of surrendering our lives to him. I've made this statement before and you've heard me. It really is simple. It's just not always easy. That's where yielding ourselves over to him, letting him help us, letting him change us, that's where his Spirit comes in. And this scripture has just really been, you know, as a poignant one for me at this time, looking at, as I'm sure y'all are too, at all the things going on around us. And I can't identify with a lot of what's being said and done, but Jesus can. And my job is to look and filter through his eyes. And my job as a Christian is to look at the Word of God to see what it's telling me about how I should feel and how I should act and react. And that's where this scripture comes in. The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Let me get over here to this other scripture before we wrap up today. Ephesians 2:2. Now, y'all, this is a common one. I've used it a bit, but I want to bring it out in maybe a different way today. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Do you think the Spirit of God is truly driving all that's going on in our nation right now? I don't. I believe it's this prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. I'm not throwing stones. I'm using my discernment to tell me what is of the Spirit of God and what is not. Emotionalism, all of these things, just being caught up in movements and such, I'm telling y'all, it is not the Spirit of God that's having you to do that. The Spirit of God gives us one course, and it's laid out before us in His Word. He tells us where to focus our passion. He tells us what to be passionate about. He tells us what our job as Christians is to fight for, and that's for His kingdom to come. These are the things that His Word tells us. I didn't say it. He said it, and I'm doing my best to follow the Word of God. I want to read that scripture there in Ephesians 2 again, but I'm going to read it in that Amplified again because I really like this translation. In which at one time you walked habitually, you were following the course and fashion of this world. You were under the sway of the tendency of this present age. Boy, can you not see that happening right now? Following the prince of the power of the air, you were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience. You know good and well that rebellion and disobedience, none of this is by the Spirit of God. So don't come at me and tell me I'm judging and criticizing. I'm laying out the Word of God. Come on. Let's get real here. Let's don't throw pretty things around and try to make something God when it's not God. We need to call it what it is and call the truth, and every man be a liar, right? The Word of God is true. All right, let's keep going in that. The careless, the rebellious, and the unbelieving who go against the purposes of God. If we can't see the spirit that is trying to take over our nation, then we need to go back to prayer. And if we can see the spirit that's trying to take over our nation, we need to go back to prayer. Did you hear me? We need to go to prayer. We have something to fight for in our country. There is a generation that is desperate for identity. They don't have an identity, and Christ is the only one that's going to give them that identity. They don't have purpose. They don't have vision. All of this, when you walk around in victimization and always pointing the finger at every wrong thing that's ever been done to you, that is not the nature of Christ. You can be upset with me, and I'm okay with that, but I'm going to stand on the Word of God because I'm His first. I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be, but I do strive every day to live according to this Word, to be a doer of this Word, and not live according to the course of this world. All of this stuff that's going on right now, how many videos ago did we talk about this? And I said, we have to pattern ourselves and practice not acting and reacting according to the course of this world, or how here it is being perfectly played out in front of us. Do you see now the necessity of teaching ourselves and our children and our brethren in the church the necessity of letting the Spirit of God govern our lives and not let the carnal man just run rampant and wild, but to be governed by the Spirit of God? This is one thing that can happen when it's just left unchecked in the world. Brothers and sisters, it's time to go to prayer. God bless.